We're talking now with Heather Buckmaster from the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, a couple of years ago, in fact, now, the Beef Council here in the state of Oklahoma made the conscious choice to spend more of the checkoff dollars available to your council, basically aiming them at the international marketplace. Tell me about that decision.
Absolutely. Our board really sat down and looked at the strategic, how we can strategically invest those dollars to be as effective and efficient as possible. And recognizing that the Oklahoma population represented less than 2% of the U.S. population, we really wanted to find a way to stretch those dollars and leverage those dollars. So we made the conscious decision to invest with U.S. Meat Export Federation, knowing that our dollars would be matched up to 3 and 4 times through government and industry resources, and we felt like that was the best investment to ensure our farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma were getting the best bang for their buck.
Now, as you've done that, you've had enough time making this decision and doing these resources in this direction. You're actually getting some feedback now on the actual results, the outcome of some of the projects that you've helped sponsor.
Absolutely. When the Japanese market opened up to beef from cattle under 30 months of age, we made a significant investment in the Japanese market through U.S. Meat Export Federation. And some examples of some of the success of those promotions. USMEF was able to leverage Oklahoma Beef Council checkoff dollars and other funding in a very highly visible promotion with 9,500 retail stores. And with this focus on beef short plate, which is an undervalued item here in the U.S., but loved in Japan, and it generated a 64% increase in beef short plate sales. So that was a great success for us in one example.
When you think about the idea of trying to stretch our dollars, that international marketplace truly represents a growth opportunity, doesn't it?
Absolutely. In the Japanese market, the international marketplace is currently adding about $250 per head to the price of cattle, price of fed cattle, which is significant. And so when we look at those opportunities in the export market, and we're able to kind of see across the globe and recognize that 96% of the world's population is outside of the United States, and as incomes grow in these various countries, what do they want? They want more meat into their diet, and we are able to provide one of the highest quality products that they can possibly buy.
When we think about some of the other things going on right now, the Beef Council, one thing you've got coming up here in the month of December is a special opportunity for cattle producers to learn some maybe not quite traditional handling techniques that are going to be offered up by a gentleman that's pretty well known.
Yes, ranchers and farmers will have the opportunity to fine-tune their cattle handling skills with one of the nation's best teachers, Kurt Pate, in a seminar that's going to be hosted on December 17th in Vinita, Oklahoma at Ratcliff Ranches. It's sponsored by Boehringer Ingelheim and the Oklahoma Beef Council and hosted by Ratcliff. And I want to encourage farmers and ranchers to come out if they can and take part in the seminar. I took my father to one in Elk City, and you know, he's been handling cattle. We still do everything on horseback for 60 plus years, and he was a little reticent about going with me, but he came away from it thinking it was a great seminar, and so we encourage people to come out. We don't have to be sick to get better in this industry. We can all improve a little bit.
What's really the reason? In other words, that obviously doesn't necessarily translate into more pounds of beef sold immediately, but what's the value of helping cattle producers become better handlers of our animals?
Well, first of all, we know that we have more consumer scrutiny into how we're raising product. More than anything, I think we learn from the generation in front of us. That's what we learn. And that doesn't mean that there's not other opportunities. One of the things that it lowers lowers labor costs. I mean, it's better for safety. When you reduce stress on the animal, we know across the board that improves beef quality. And so there's lots of good reasons to attend the seminar. And we'd want to encourage everybody to visit oklabeef.org for more information. It's December 17th. It begins at 5:30 with dinner and a reception, a registration. And the clinic begins at 7 o'clock.